Today's mailbag comes to us from Anita. Discovery. My kids are 19 and 21, and they are in college and also at home. Not exactly how I had imagined it would be, but there is hope on the horizon and that they will be able to launch into the world and experience life on their own at some point. My plans were that when they went off to college, I would have time to figure out what was next for me. Well, that got put on hold with COVID. My son moved back home and my daughter had to deal with all of the disappointment of not moving into the dorms and being on her own like she had been dreaming about for years. We've all had to adjust with COVID, but we have been so fortunate that both my husband and I stayed employed. None of us have been sick, and with a lot of effort, we have been able to make it work. Some days have been better than others. Even though my kids are still home, I am going to carve out some time to start planning in the fall to actually discover what I want for myself career-wise in the next 5 years. I'm going to start making family plans and to figure out what I want to work on in our house. One thing I have already discovered is that I have the ability to figure out alternatives when something doesn't work for me. I loved the idea of doing puzzles, and I had one sitting around for years in the box, unopened. At the beginning of COVID, I got the puzzle out and completed it. I got a lot of satisfaction out of completing that puzzle, which is why it was so hard for me to decide that the next puzzle that my neighbor gave me just was not for me. I tried, but I hated the colors and the dreariness of the scene. It wasn't something I looked forward to doing, not to mention that I felt it wasn't worth the effort of trying to do it on a table that was too small and I couldn't fit all the pieces on. I eventually gave myself permission to stop doing the puzzle and I felt so much better. I thought a lot about doing another puzzle, but kept finding reasons why it wasn't realistic to do a large puzzle. I accidentally came across doing mini puzzles that are 4x6 and immediately ordered a set of 3. The puzzle and pieces fit perfectly on a cookie sheet and I can work on it on my lap. I get the same satisfaction of putting it together and taking it apart as I did with the larger puzzle, only without all the trouble of not having enough space. I do have to use a magnifying glass sometimes because my son noticed that I have a tendency to make puzzle pieces fit. I have accepted that and moved on. Thank you for all of your validation, permission, and hope that you have given me. You have helped me change my mindset. I really don't like to exercise, but I was open to my trainer's message of I get to exercise instead of I have to. That has helped me roll out of bed 3 times a week at 5 a.m. to do a workout on Zoom outside on my back patio so as not to wake anyone up. I even do it when it's a freezing 45 degrees and I have to wear a thick sweatshirt. I'm proud to say that I have consistently worked out 3 times a week for over the past year and it feels really good to say that. I didn't mean for this to be so long, but I wanted you all to know how much of an impact Organize 365 has made on me. Thank you so much. Do you have an Organize 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organize365 and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organize 365.
Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. I want to have a chat with you today on this Friday podcast and just kind of process through some of the observations I'm having now in this May of 2021, both in the city of Cincinnati that I live in, and what I'm seeing in the media and in news outlets, what I'm hearing on social media, and just kind of where I think we're going for the summer of 2021. And the way I want to kind of couch this whole conversation and give some language to it is, what is the difference between being stressed and feeling like you're in chaos? We can sometimes say in a stressful situation that it's very chaotic, or be in a chaotic situation and say that it's very stressful. But for me, they're two very distinct feelings. And one is you can control it, and the other one, you don't have any control over it. And as different parts of the world start to open up, as people are vaccinated, as restrictions in the world in different places, depending on where you live in the United States, a lot of the restrictions by the CDC for people who are vaccinated are starting to fall away. Every couple of weeks, we get more and more things that you're able to do. At the time of this recording, which is April 29th, 2021, people who are vaccinated, fully vaccinated 2 weeks after their last vaccination in the United States are able to travel freely amongst the states without quarantining or having a COVID test. Even if you are exposed to COVID, if you are vaccinated, you do not have to quarantine anymore. And most recently, they are reducing the mask requirement for people who are fully vaccinated in certain situations. Sometimes I think it's more complicated to figure out when you can and can't wear it than to just wear it, but whatever. And then I got, I had a conversation with a couple of colleagues the other day who are all in the medical profession, and I want to explicitly say I am not. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a medical doctor. I am just like a former stay-at-home mom with a mic, basically. I'm your girlfriend next door, and we're going to have a conversation, but I have no medical degree or counseling, or I'm not a lawyer. I'm not all of the disclaimers that my lawyer would like me to say now, imagine them in your head. I was having a conversation with medical professionals, and I said, you know, something that I have been observing lately and thinking about, because my husband is an introvert and my kids have anxiety, is that, you know, nobody liked the pandemic. Let's just be clear. However, you know, all the memes that come through for introverts were like, hey, we're really good at social distancing, or hey, we really don't want to go to. My husband's like, yes, all of those. And like, I'm saying to him, like, hey, we can do a couple of things. He's like, I'm good. I'm like, well, we're not going to stay home for the rest of our lives. He's like, why not? Sounds good to me. And I thought, is he the only one that's saying that? And we actually had a conversation about it. And I said, Greg, it seems like you're more introverted now than you were before. And he goes, I know. I feel it too. He's like, I've always been more of an introvert than an extrovert. He's like, but now I have like zero desire to not be an introvert. And to be clear, he's doing golf league. He goes to work at the office now again. Like, he's not at home all of the time. But I'm just watching and observing, and I can see that it is causing some stress to make the decisions about when he is going to be out in public, and he would just really prefer to be home. Like, especially if I could be home with him, like that's good enough. Like, I've got you, I'm good. I'm good. And I'm starting to notice this in some of my friends. Like, they're like, yeah, we could go out, but really, why? why go out? And it's not a fear of COVID. It's more like, I just don't know. So I'm talking to my colleagues in the medical profession, and I'm sharing these observations with them, and I'm saying, you know, like, just based on who I know and what I'm observing and the memes that are going around, I said, I think it's like 50% of people who struggle with anxiety and are more introverted in nature are like, that's great, open the world up if you want to, but I'm like fine at home. And they said, no, you're wrong. It's not 50%. It's probably 40%. I was like, oh my gosh, 40%. Like, that's a really high number of people who are like, I'm good. Like, carry out, take out, Uber it. I'm good. Like, I live here now. If you want to see me, this is where I am now. I'll meet you in the backyard. I said, wow, this is like this is going to really impact this reopening of society, the reopening of the world. You have like 40% of people who are like, I'm good. And also just in my own observation, like, I'm doing a book tour this summer because I've been dying to do one for 10 years and I'm taking all the precautions. And I said, but to be honest, once I get out and do my book tour thing, I'm probably going to be fine at home for like another 12 months. Not like not leaving my house home, but like not leaving Cincinnati, fine. And I said, you know, I think in this conversation I was having, I said, I think for me and what I'm observing for other people is we all kind of have this thing, this one thing that the pandemic took from us that we really, really wanted to do. Like for me, it was the book tour, obviously. For you, it may be like watching your kids play sports or you yourself play sports. Or like for Joey, it's like running live sound for a concert. Like I'm not going to an indoor concert like for a long time. Joey would do it tomorrow if the opportunity presented itself. He's fully vaccinated. He would wear a mask the whole time. He'd be like, he's dying to run sound for live events. That's what he wants to do. Like we all have this one thing that we really, really miss from 2019 and before that just lights us up inside, that is like part of who we are. It's how we connect with people. And we really want to figure out, as it is safe to do so, how to get that back, that one or two things back. I don't really know anybody who's trying to get everything back that they had in 2019 before the pandemic. I think our lives just slowed down, period. Now we are having the opportunity to speed them back up again and take them more into in-person, real-life connectivity. I thought, you know, as I'm doing in-person book signings, obviously, and I'm traveling all over, and I want to see you in person, obviously, I thought, oh, I'm really glad we're still doing Embrace not in person. He'd be like, wait, what? Yes. I'm like, there's so much less stress and not worrying about people coming in. And I don't know if you've noticed, but there's like no rental cars in the United States because first of all, some of the rental car agencies went out of business and then they sold their cars. And so there aren't the quantity of cars, period. And then also there's this little thing, the microchips that go in like everything electronic. Yeah, that supply chain got broken. It's going to take about 2 years for that supply chain to get fixed. And if you didn't know this, every single car that's manufactured has one of those little microchips in it. And literally all the car manufacturers are having to shut down different, like it's crazy. The cars are an issue. And I'm like, oh, thank goodness. When you get to Cincinnati, we're not New York, LA, Orlando, whatever. Like, there are Ubers here, but there aren't a lot of Ubers here. Like, I'm so glad I'm not trying to figure out how to get people from the Cincinnati airport, which is in Northern Kentucky, to Westchester, which is 45 minutes away, for Embrace. I'm like, so glad that we're not doing all of that. Like, I would just buckle up for about 2 more years of disruptions to your regular life that you will find out are happening because of something that happened last year in the pandemic. I am really into the supply chain, so I understand how integrated things are because it's a puzzle and I love that. And I've researched it and it's business. And my dad and Greg's stepdad were both in manufacturing and that just always has fascinated me. So I know a lot about manufacturing. Most people have very little supply chain and manufacturing knowledge. And you saw that toilet paper ran out. And when I saw toilet paper ran out, I went, everything's going to run out. Like everything. There will be supply chain issues for everything. Like the foam mattresses that I have, they can't make these memory foam mattresses because the foam that used to go in those was in Houston, Texas. And it all froze during that deep freeze. Like stuff like that. Like there are supply chain issues everywhere. So we are having the opportunity to get back to a pre-pandemic life, kind of, with disruptions and also our own personal thoughts about what do we want back from 2019. I got a message on Instagram because I asked on Instagram, like, what do you guys want to hear? Like, I feel like I tell you guys the same stuff every day. Oh, it's raining in Cincinnati. I got my hair done. Like, they're like, no, we still want to hear it. And someone messaged me and she said, life is starting to ramp up again, and I have a lot of fear/hesitation to be swamped all the time again. Tell me it's going to be okay. So that's what I want to tell you in the rest of this podcast. First of all, I want to tell you it's going to be okay. And I want to tell you that there will be stress, but there does not need to be chaos. And here's the difference, and here's how you have stress without chaos. And stress can be a good thing. Like, stress and coal becomes a diamond. Like stress is not always a bad thing. Stress gives us a constraint. It also makes us aware of when we're really pushing our boundaries a little bit too far and we need to take our foot off the gas, take a step back, and take a breath. Stress makes you prioritize what is most important and eliminate everything else. So, like I said at the beginning of this podcast, I have been figuring out since day one of lockdown how to get out there and have a book tour. I have figured out how to do that. I am going to do that. You will see me in multiple cities this summer. I have contingency plans and everything else. I am not trying to recreate every single thing that I had in 2019. I'm just trying to figure out how to have that original book tour that I wanted to have the summer of 2020 in summer of 2021. So that is the first place to start. If you could only do one thing this summer that you really miss from 2019 or really would make a memory for your family or would be really impactful for your future vision and dreams for yourself or your career, what is that one thing? Is it a conference that you want to get to no matter what? Is it a improvement you need to make in your house? Is it a course that you need to take that maybe you would have taken online or in person to further your professional development? Is it a person that you want to travel to see that you haven't seen for a year and a half and you really want to invest some time in them or help them as they are starting to make their priorities as they come out of the pandemic? What is one thing that you want to do that you haven't been able to do for the last 14 months, and that is going to become your priority? And then I want you to think about, what are all of the things that it's going to take to make that happen? Like, nothing's easy anymore. You can't even go into your bank and get things notarized like you could in 2019. Like, you have to make an appointment at the bank, then you got to make sure you have the, like, every single thing involves an appointment. So if you haven't noticed that yet, when you go try to do something you did in 2019 that you have not done in the last 18 months, you probably need an appointment everywhere. Also, all the hours that changed during the pandemic have not reverted back to 24 hours a day availability. The hours are still constricted. So when you're ready to do something that you've done, like for me, 49. So there are things that I've done for, like, as an adult for 25 years. I just go and I just do that. And maybe I haven't done it in the last 18 months. But when I go to do it again, I won't realize I need to check their hours and if I need an appointment. And I probably do. So in whatever you want to do, what might have changed since the last time you did that? Do you need an appointment? Do you have a reservation? I will just tell you, they were talking about how much the airlines are booking up and getting back to pre-pandemic flight numbers and all of that. There was an article that came out that said, people are literally, as they're waiting during their second vaccine to see if they have a reaction, booking airline tickets because now they're like, I'm vaccinated, I'm traveling. There is a time frame where people are going to feel comfortable coming out of their houses and re-entering society in the way they were before 2019. And it is going to be just like 2019 going to Disney World. If you went to Disney World in 2019, you stood in a long line and you had to make your reservation in advance and everything took a lot of time. If you were someone who had the opportunity or for whatever reason you felt comfortable to go to a place like Disneyland during the pandemic, you got the benefit of having hardly anyone there. There were no lines. There were no lines at Disney World. If you went there when it was open, I didn't go because that wasn't something I wanted to do. I know people who did, and it was the best experience they ever had because they didn't have to wait for anything. So you're re-entering society, so is everybody else. So your one thing that you want to do this summer, if you need an airline ticket, get the airline ticket. If you need a rental car, book the rental car because there is not, the pandemic took away the plethora of airline seats and cars that were available. They're not all available now. And you're going to need to get in line and make sure that all of that works in your schedule. Let's talk about what chaos looks like and feels like. Chaos is trying to find toilet paper on day three of lockdown. Like, it is panic inducing. It is fearful. It is, oh my goodness, I don't think I'm going to have what I need to survive. And I don't know where I'm going to get these resources. And I need to take care of myself and my family. How am I going to do that? That is chaos. Stress is, there's an opportunity out there. I have multiple opportunities that I am looking at doing for work, for home, for whatever. and I need to pare down to a few so that I could put all of my effort into those and prioritize and eliminate all of the distractions so that my stress and anxiety level isn't high because I'm trying to do too much at one time. Chaos is I have a need. I have to do this thing. I don't know how to do this thing, or what I need is not available to me. So I did not run out of toilet paper. If you did, I probably just triggered you, and I'm really sorry. For a lot of people, going back to work right now can either be stressful or it can be chaotic. It can be stressful if now you don't have good childcare, or now you have to add back in that commute time, or you don't really like the restrictions that your employer is putting on you, or whatever. It can be stressful because, you know, it's just not ideal and you really liked working from home. It can be chaotic if you feel that your employer is not providing for your safety, if your comfort level with your exposure at the office is beyond your personal comfort zone, and you are more either introverted or have more anxiety about leaving your home, and going back to work really does cause a mental illness. I'm sure there's probably a word I'm supposed to use instead of mental illness, but it causes you a fear. Like, you have a fear over it. Stress is a pressure that causes you to make decisions so that you get rid of things that you don't need so that you can achieve your goal. Chaos is, I have a real fear about this, or there is a real scarcity here that I am not sure how to navigate, and I don't feel in control of the outcome. I don't feel in control of being able to say that I'm not ready to come back to the office. Is there any way possible that I could still work from home because of whatever the reason is? It doesn't matter what the reason is. Can your employer work with you on that? Or I understand that schools are opening, but I do not feel like it is safe for my children, for whatever reason, to go back to school, but they're taking away virtual school. That is a chaotic situation. And I think that understanding the difference between stress and chaos, and then really thinking through, again, I'm going to just specify, I'm not a therapist, psychologist, or medical professional. Just as a person, and when I talk to my family members about this, is the anxiety because you need to meet an expectation, or is the anxiety or the fear because you feel like you don't have a say and it's out of control? And those are two different things that I'm just going to counsel you to find someone at BetterHelp or a therapist or whatever to process through. I just want to acknowledge we all feel this way. Every single human on the planet has some level of stress and fear. The chaos is when you don't feel like you have any control over what is happening and you need to seek outside help, or a trusted friend or a family member who is good at helping you through these situations. So I was in a therapy session with someone the other day, and the therapist had some really good thoughts that I want to share with you. They were talking about when you have an anxious feeling, or, you know, if anything that I said in here makes you think, oh yeah, that really bothers me. And the therapist said that she wanted us to see our thoughts. Like, you're going to have thoughts. Don't try to stop your mind from having thoughts. That's not going to work. But if you have these thoughts that I've brought up, look at them. Like, imagine them as like someone is doing closed caption texting in front of you in the air. And you can actually like read your own thoughts. And when you read your own thought, and it's not inside your head, it's like in front of you in the air. She said, picture your thoughts on a cloud. I did the closed captioning. That's the Lisa part. But the therapist said, picture your thought as a cloud. And she said, these thoughts come and they just float away. Like, the thoughts come and then the clouds just float away. She said, you don't have to hold on to that cloud and keep it there. You could just let the thought float away. So that's one way to get the thoughts out of your head. And then the other technique that she shared was breathing. And I think it's called 4-6-9 breathing or 4-6-7 breathing or something like that, where you do a breathing technique to reduce your anxiety. There are going to be a lot of people who seek out mental health services today that wouldn't have in 2019, because we have all been through a catastrophic life event collectively as a population. No one in the world is going to get to 2025 and say, the pandemic? I don't remember the pandemic. All of our lives have been permanently marked and changed because we lived through this common experience together. And so as you are starting to re-enter society, give yourself grace. Embrace where you are today. Find one thing that's really been important to you that you want to make happen this summer and find out how to make that happen. And then really give empathy and grace to everyone around you because people are going to pick different things. Some people are going to say, I'd like to homeschool my kids next year. That's not my thing. My one thing is this thing over here. Don't make your one thing have to be everyone else's one thing. Just we need to give each other a lot of grace. You need to give yourself a lot of extra time still to process through what has happened, what is happening, what will be happening in the future. I have zero expectation for myself or my staff that we would go back to interacting and the level on my calendar that I had in 2019 of activities and events. Like personally, my goal is obviously do the book tour. Secondly, for Greg and I to go out to dinner with one couple every month, just one couple a month at a restaurant or in our backyard. And that's it. Greg and I aren't even going on dates outside of the house. We have a grill. Just get a steak and have it at home. We are going to go to Florida as a family this year. I'm super excited about that. And that's it. I'm not expecting that other people have to take vacations or other people have to see me in person at the book signing. Or, you know, if we have friends that are still not comfortable meeting for dinner, then we'll meet with them later. But there are a lot of things that we used to do that aren't even on my list at all. Like going to a pool in the summer, like that's not on my list. I know it's on some of my friends' lists, be super fun. Like I might go if they invite me, but I'm not going to have a pool membership, that kind of thing. Don't worry so much about what everyone else is picking as their one thing that they want to do to get back to. Just focus on what is your one thing? How are you going to make that happen this summer if it's actually going to happen? How can you reduce any chaotic experiences that you're having? Like if you feel like you're being put in a situation that is not stressful, but it is more chaotic, feels out of your control, feels like you have no say, feels like it is threatening the safety of yourself or your family, recognize that. And I personally would figure out how to get out of that situation. You don't want a situation like that. Stressful situations are there to refine our priorities, have us think through more why we want this goal and go after it anyway, and grow us as a person and grow us together as a community. All right, I hope this was helpful for you guys. I just think that there's going to be a lot of conversation. The media is all about where COVID is and where it's still breaking out and very fearful. And then there are a lot of businesses that will be coming and people that want to get their businesses back to where they used to be, especially like in live event spaces and things like that, will be like, oh, you know, this is fine, that is fine. You need to have your own personal barometer of what you feel is good for you and your family at this time and talk about it. You know, we have adult kids, so I'm letting them make their own decisions. So we talk about it fairly often. Like, do you want to get vaccinated? Okay. And I'm actually buying them more masks. I'll buy you more masks. For when they want to go out, they want to go experience some things in public. Fine. And they're going to wear masks when they do it because that is also part of their comfort level. They want to have that extra protection, but they also want to get out and do what they want to do. So make your own decision privately. Be confident in your own decision. And there's no need to even explain it or share it with anybody else. Just you do you. And you're amazing and you're fabulous. And we have gotten through this together and we are going to continue to get through this together. And there are opportunities coming from this time that we will look back and say, oh my goodness, these things would have never happened if we had not experienced this as a collective. if these supply chain disruptions hadn't happened, we wouldn't realize we could do this other thing instead. Look for the new that is coming. Look for the advancements that are being made. Look for the opportunities that are coming in your life that you'll look back and say, it's hard to believe a time when there wasn't a whatever. It's hard to believe a time when there wasn't an iPhone and there wasn't all these other things. You'll be looking back and saying that it's hard to believe there wasn't a time when there wasn't blah, blah, blah that came about because of the pandemic.